Up the bass, turn up the bass, and make some sound, boy, run. Extra time, extra time, extra time. DJ Edu presents Extra Talent on BBC Radio 1 Extra.
Back again, it's week 2 of the takeover of the whole of March. Seth Combo in the building on the controls. A massive thank you to DJ Edu holding it down for the last 3 hours. Right now, it's all about house music straight from the motherland. We got brand new bits from Oral Deep, Fizo Da Costa, DJ Bullet, and MZ to come. Plus, we feature a talented producer by the name of Julian Gomez. But kicking off things with this, brand new by Mr. Funk Daddy featuring DJ Sue. This is Set Me Free. Native Roots on the remix buttons. Let's go.
Extra Talent.
feeling in a good mood tonight. It's the BBC One Extra Talent Takeover. Me, Seth Combo in the house, taking you through until 2 a.m. on your Sunday night, Monday morning. I'm here throughout the month of March, shining a light on all good things house from the motherland. This one, Oral Deep and A Million Miles to Heaven, brand new on Afro Central Music. Once again, I want to extend a special thanks to DJ Edu. He held it down for 3 hours. Not all them Afro beats, all that good stuff. If you did miss any of the show, hop online at bbc.co.uk/oneextra and go and listen back. You only got 7 days, just 7 days. Don't miss out. So I'm going to get into the mix tonight. I'm going to go in. Don't go anywhere. into this one by Lemon and Herb featuring Moonchild, Villani, available on Ocha Mwanzi. Yes, sir. Big shout out to everyone that caught the show last week. Got hit up by everyone. From Dubai to South Africa to New York City. Shout out to my Amsterdam crew as well. Make sure you're with me throughout the 5 weeks of March, here every single Sunday from 1 a.m. Taking over the Afro Boss DJ Edu show. Straight house music, straight from the motherland. Still to come in the show, got something from Fizo Da Costa, Ralph Gum, Kent Phonic. Plus we got my bubbling under track. Can't wait to play that as well. One definitely a favorite right here on BBC One Extra on the Destination Africa show. DJ Kent Falling, the unreleased mix. I believe Edu's been playing the Black Coffee mix on the show. this one proper nice. Out to my ladies liking this one. Much good music to play for you tonight, right here on BBC One Extra with me, Seth Combo, on the controls. So do you know what? Make sure you do not go anywhere. Keep it One Extra. Vibe in the studio right now with me, Seth Combo, taking under controls, just going in on the Pioneer Mixer, really enjoying myself. This one, Fizo, Colt, Da Costa, and Asona. Loving the vibe on this. Just before that, I played DJ Kent and Fallin. So I'm with you until 2 a.m. in the morning. And I'm here every single Sunday for the month of March, right here on BBC One Extra, hijacking Mr. DJ Edu's show. Still to come, we've got my backtrack coming from Kent Phonic and my Bubbling Under from Sacred Soul, as well as catching up with one talented producer coming from Pretoria, Julian Gomez. So look out for that. Plus much, 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 much more good music for you. So it's One Extra, it's Seth Combo, we're taking over. And you know what? Right now it's real big.
Extra talent.
We'll be right back.
And this one underneath us is Linda by Ralph Gum and Alani with Da Capo on the touch. Watch out for Da Capo, truly talented artist. It's Seth Combo right here on BBC One Extra, taking over 1 hour of soulful house goodness all the way from the motherland. And speaking of talent, a few days ago I caught up with someone I regard as one of the most talented producers from South Africa. He goes by the name of Julian Gomez. Like I said, I caught up with him a few days ago. So here it is. Check it out.
One Extra.
One Extra.
It's Seth Combo right here on One Extra Talent. Remember, I'm here every single Sunday throughout the month of March from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. And right now we've got a special guest on the line, a very talented producer, I must say. And you guys should definitely check him out. He goes by the name of Julian Gomez. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, and you, brother?
Yeah, I'm doing very well, thanks. Thanks for being on the show. Just to let people know, where are you at the moment, exactly?
Exactly, I am in South Africa, Pretoria to be exact.
Pretoria.
Born and raised, yeah.
Tell me, how long ago did you start doing, like, your music thing?
I started back in 2003, so I think I've been DJing for about 10 or 11 years now. Basically, I just started DJing, collecting records, doing anything I could do, you know. Back then, you know, DJs were the only people that would buy records and play records, you know, in South Africa. And
yeah,
you weren't really recognized as a DJ if you weren't playing vinyl.
Right.
So, you know, it was a very expensive, you know, medium to play music, but it was the only way you could be recognized as a DJ. So, yeah, I started out buying vinyls, just playing at every party that I could, you know, for free. Just building myself up, just like, you know, like a lot of guys' stories, you know,
yeah,
just kind of hustling your way, you know. And then later on, kind of grew the desire to like start making my own music back in 2007, and that's when I started the whole G Family collaboration with my cousin Michael G. We got quite a lot of success with our first single, second single.
Yeah.
We put out an album that was nominated for a SAMA Award, which is like the equivalent to a Grammy, you know, in South Africa. It's quite
right.
A big award. And then yeah, I dropped you know, a couple of records, and now I'm yeah.
All right, so you know, you're speaking about vinyl. What's the first record that you ever bought?
Wow, the first record, I mean, I think it was on House Africa Records. It was Bongo Muff and a Dennis Herrera remix.
Okay, that's a cool track right there. That's a good track.
Yeah.
Good choice to start off with.
Yeah, it is.
All right, so who are your influences at this present moment in time?
I mean, I'm influenced by a lot of music, you know, like, I know in terms of house music, you know, I've always been influenced by, you know, like the legendary guys like Usun Lade, you know, Ed Jazz, Charles Webster, Charisma, Pepe Braddock, you know, there's so many guys, you know, that I can't fit them all in. And then, like, there's just everyone else, man. I'm into, like, soul music, hip-hop music, you know, lounge, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I listen to some Flying Lotus, some, you know, just all over the place, you know. Like, a lot of music forms inspire me, you know. So, yeah.
Quite diverse, I see.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about your track that I kind of picked up, and I think that might be your first kind of venture into a solo, as being a solo producer, Love Song 28 featuring Bobby. It recently picked up award at the Metro FM awards show. I mean, how do you feel about that?
Wow, bro. For me, it's amazing, you know, because, you know, the kind of music that I make and play is... you could say that house music's mainstream in South Africa, and it is quite popular, you know, but I mean, in terms of my sound, it hasn't really been accepted on like on a major scale yet, but now it's kind of just broken the ice, and like people are like starting to hear, you know, this music, and I'm like, okay, what is this? It sounds so different, you know?
Yeah.
So I mean, yeah, Love Song 28 featuring Bobby was my first, like my debut single, and it just blew up, man. I never expected it to, you know, do so well, man. It's been crazy, you know, for me since I ever dropped that, you know. And then, yeah, man, I'm just amazed. I'm even lost for words, you know.
I understand that you're coming to the UK very, very shortly to do an album alongside At Jazz. So how did this link up come with At Jazz? especially with your track Overshadowed?
We met, I think it was back in 2010. We had done a remix for him and Robert Owens, you know,
yeah.
For the track that they did together, Love Someone.
Yes, yes.
And we had done the remix, the G Family remix, and he came over to South Africa on tour, and we kind of met and like just had a very good connection in terms of musical connection and just a basic friendship, you know. And like, yeah. While I was playing Sonar in Barcelona, he asked me if I could fly down to his studio in Derby and like work on a track with him, and that's when we did our first track, you know, together ever, which
yeah.
was Overshadowed. And then Overshadowed, which was like my second single, in a collaboration with Ed Jazz, like it just blew up the side as well in SA.
Yeah, Overshadowed's a big track. That's a big track, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Personal
I'm really
favorite.
Happy people like listening. Yeah, yeah. And then yeah, man, I mean I'm coming over, I think I leave this Sunday. Just three weeks of like nonstop making music, you know. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it too. I can't wait for you to showcase it to the world. Maybe you could drop us a little exclusive in the 3 weeks for us to play right here on BBC One Extra. Definitely will be
definitely,
a good thing.
Definitely.
This is One Extra.
What's next?
I think I got a couple of remixes to do for a couple of artists. I'm just working, man, like making music, you know, just pushing. I'm trying to leave a legacy. I think that's the most important thing.
Wicked. I love to hear that. Well, Mr. Julian Gomez, from London to SA, I must say all the very best for 2013. I hope that you get all the success that you definitely deserve. You're a very talented up-and-coming producer, and like I said, I wish you all the best. Thank you for coming onto the show, and we hope to speak to you again sometime soon.
Thank you, brother.
One Extra.
And that was me speaking to Julian Gomez a few days ago. Really happy to hear that he's doing an album with Atjazz. And in that little segment, you heard something from Black Coffee, a remix he done for him on Rock My World. Speaking of Black Coffee, last week I did a backtrack with him. And this week, my backtrack, it had to be this. This one is Ken Phonik with Rocco on the deep mix of Haya Kaya. It's One Extra, it's Seth Combo. Let's go back in time, my backtrack.
Extra talent on BBC Radio One Extra.
Search, then I search. Could you be hiding from me? Just don't wanna know where you've been. I don't wanna know who you've been with. All I want is for you to come home. All I really want.
Moving up from my back track, Kent Phonic Kaya Kaya, into this one by African Roots featuring Rooted Soul, brand new, Swakwana, Kamkona. Right now you're listening to me, Seth Combo, right here on BBC One Extra, taking you through until 2 a.m. and I'm here every single Sunday in March. Before me, you heard the Afro Boss, Mr. DJ Edu, holding it down for the last 3 hours. Make sure you catch him next week from 10. And if you're into all genres of music, make sure you check out all the other DJs taking you through the specialist hours right here on the network. Monday night, this is all about CJ Beats with R&B. On Tuesday, UK Garage with DJ Cameo. Wednesday's all about DMB with Chrissy Chris. Then Thursday, all about the dance hall, Mr. Robert Ranks. Fridays, we go in with the hip hop, Semtex. And Sundays, all about the Afro beats, DJ Edu. After the show, Beat Traits will be taking over on Radio 1 and 1 Extra through until 4 a.m. Stay tuned because I'm going to be bringing you my bubbling under track plus a few more big tunes. Keep it Seth Combo, keep it 1 Extra.
Extra talent on BBC Radio 1 Extra.
Shut up.
Extra Talent on BBC Radio 1 Extra.
This is my bubbling track coming from Sacred Soul. This one is called Spiritual Footprints. Available now to go check out. Just before that, I played Bertrand Dupart with Keiko Tole, Mushroom Boys on the remix buttons. Yes. Definitely been feeling the vibe on the show tonight. It's been real nice.
Extra Talent.
That's right, this is Extra Talent with me, Seth Combo. Almost coming to the end of the show. Still got time to fit. Maybe one or two. Let's see how we go.
talent on BBC Radio 1 Extra.
And that was my back track coming from Sacred Soul. That one is called Spiritual Footprints. Absolute banger. Moving into this one, and unfortunately my last track of the show. This one, DJ Bullet and Divine Lopez. I'm Not a DJ with Invaders of Africa on the remix. I go by the name of Seth Combo, and I've been taking over for the last hour right here on DJ Edu's show. Thank you very much for listening. Make sure you catch me back here, same time, same place, 1 a.m. Tomorrow night is all about CJ Beats at 10. And he has my good friend DJ Stylus on the One Extra Talent segment. So make sure you are tuned in from 1 a.m. tomorrow. So keep it locked onto One Extra. B-Traits coming up on BBC Radio 1 and One Extra. Peace.
Brothers and sisters. Extra Talent on BBC Radio 1 Extra.
I want you to tell me what you feel. Do you feel deep? I mean, do you feel the deep rhythm in your soul? Now I want to tell you guys something. Something that's been bothering me for a while now. Do you still remember back in the days when you go out clubbing with your friends to go listen to those hot DJs playing all your favorite tracks? Everybody would just enjoy the music and appreciate what the DJ would play at the club. People like and the list carries on and on and on. Right now, everybody wants to be a DJ. Every second guy you meet is a DJ. You see, people don't know the meaning of being a DJ. They think it's all about the fame, the girls, fancy cars. Yeah, of course the money. Being a DJ is not about knowing how to get your pitch right. It's not about something you do because your friends are doing it. You don't just wake up in the morning and decide that you want to be a DJ. No, it doesn't work like that.